This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says North Korea fired short-range missiles this past weekend, just days after the sister of Kim Jong-un threatened the United States and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. The missile tests, which were confirmed by two senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on condition of anonymity, also come as North Korea has ignored offers from the new administration to resume negotiations. The officials downplayed the significance of the missile test and said the Biden administration remains committed to resuming talks with North Korea. The U.S. and Mexico discuss immigration in high-level meetings. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With the surge of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, a U.S. delegation was in Mexico City Tuesday for a series of meetings with Mexican counterparts. The sides were discussing immigration and regional development. President Joe Biden is coming under increasing pressure to formulate a plan to deal with the border crisis, especially unaccompanied children. Most of the migrants are coming from the so-called Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Biden has spoken of sending $4 billion in development aid to the region. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations, United States, Russia, and European Union have met virtually to discuss relaunching the long-stalled effort to get Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution to their decades-old conflict. Envoys for the four Mideast mediators, known as the Quartet, said they discussed returning to meaningful negotiations that will lead to a two-state solution, including tangible steps to advance freedom, security, and prosperity for Palestinians and Israelis. There have been no substantive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks since 2014. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's prospects for retaining power were uncertain again Wednesday after exit polls in Israel's fourth national election in 2 years projected yet another stalemate. With final results not due until later in the week, the forecast indicated that even Netanyahu's stewardship of a world-beating COVID-19 vaccination rollout, a showcase of his campaign, may not have been enough to propel him to victory. Initial projections by Israel's three main TV channels after Tuesday's voting gave Netanyahu, leader of the right-wing Likud party, an edge based on the potential support of an ultra-nationalist rival, Naftali Bennett, once his defense minister. But amended forecasts indicate deadlock, even with Bennett's prospective backing, with a parliament divided equally between Netanyahu's likely opponents and supporters. After America's second mass shooting within a week, U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to act. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president wants lawmakers to boost the nation's background check system and ban assault rifles, along with high-capacity magazines.
This is an American issue.
And should not be a partisan one, though that's exactly what it is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate is going to debate and address the epidemic of gun violence in this country.
But Chuck Schumer's Democrats don't have the votes to make any big reforms, while GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's willing to listen to ideas. The ones Democrats have so far are perplexing.
What I'm not attracted to is something that doesn't work.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The jury seated for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's trial and George Floyd's death includes a chemist, a nurse, a social worker, and a grandmother. It's a racially mixed group with six people who identify as black or multiracial. Almost all have seen the bystander video of Floyd pinned on the street that fanned worldwide outrage, and some have ties to police. Although many said they had formed views of Chauvin's conduct, all said that they could set those aside and decide the case based on evidence, opening statements, or scheduled for Monday in Minneapolis. And again, just recapping one of our top stories, the White House says that North Korea did fire short-range missiles over the weekend, just days after the sister of Kim Jong-un threatened the United States and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
We'll be right back.